brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Hours, Secretary of the Treasury, little Timmy Geithner, is being grilled. He's being grilled concerning all of his criminal activity, giving himself and his former boss, the former head of Goldman Sachs and the former head of the Treasury, Henry Paulson, billions and billions of dollars, and ordering AIG, the holding company they use for the scam, not to tell the federal government or the public or the stockholders what had happened. He's being grilled. We've got some of the transcript of the serious questions that have been brought up to this individual. And Paulson's also set to testify later today. Other branches of the Congress want to interview him next week. We're going to be breaking that down today. Obviously, I want to talk more about Mr. Brown winning in Massachusetts yesterday on the one-year anniversary of Obama's first year in office. Isn't that apropos? And again, it doesn't matter if Mr. Brown is a rhino, because this vote was a message to the government that we don't want big government. We don't want to be looted by the insurance companies. We don't want to go to prison and pay $500,000 fines if we don't have insurance. We don't want the agenda that's being pushed. The problem is the Republicans pushed almost the exact same agenda under George W. Bush. Many Republicans, like Newt Gingrich and others, have been some of the biggest supporters of the global greenhouse gas tax. Glenn Beck and others are calling for new taxes to pay off the debt to the bankers from their swindle. And so, yes, it's a big message to government that we don't want what they're doing. We don't like what they're doing. The problem is, just like I told Democrats, don't hold your breath for Obama to do the right thing. I'm telling Republicans out there and conservatives, don't hold your breath with the Republican Party. But people are waking up faster and faster and faster and faster. Whereas it took years for people to wake up to a particular political party's fraud, now it only takes months. And so there has been a major realignment against tyranny, against corruption in this country. There has been a massive realignment, a huge realignment. Now for the establishment, the only question is, can they sabotage that realignment? Can their operatives misguide that realignment? And that's what Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and others are for. Though Rush Limbaugh does some good, actually. He was against the bailout from the beginning, even when Bush was for it. He's criticized the Patriot Act being used against U.S. citizens. As bad as he is, he's an angel compared to Glenn Beck. I mean, Glenn Beck is super bad news. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to talk about Glenn Beck anymore until next week. And I am putting together with Paul Watson a catalog, a chronicle of his flip-flopping and his lying and his deceit and who he really is. Instead of just kind of sideways going after Beck and mentioning things he does on a daily basis, we're just putting together a big catalog with video and audio of him in his own words so you can see the real Glenn Beck coming up next Monday. Okay, Hugo Chavez says the U.S. used a tectonic weapon on Haiti. I'll tell you what I think of that. TSA nominee got shot down, the one that says Christians are the number one enemy. It is all coming up today. You'll want to stay with us and open phones.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kill C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Molds and fungus, too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 21st day of January 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours and 52 minutes. And what I'm going to do is open the phones up for the full 4 hours. The entire broadcast, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. Let me throw out the important news, what I think is important. You're welcome to call in with whatever you think is interesting or informative, and we will go over it all. By the end of the broadcast today, I'm going to play some clips from the ongoing hearing with Tim Geithner as he's being grilled for all of his clearly criminal activity. So that is coming up as well in the last hour. Well, what type of news do we have here in front of us? Ron Paul says the U.S. is under a CIA coup and runs our military. Now, you talk about bold. Most people in history that have come out who have any political power and have stated this have died in hunting accidents, car wrecks, or canoeing accidents, or have heart attacks basically within a month. Because the CIA was set up by Wall Street to bring in narcotics, to run child kidnapping, and to murder anyone that tries to upset what Wall Street's doing. And that's just mainline historical record. And Ron Paul came right out and admitted that the CIA is involved in narcotics trafficking. And he did this at the Campaign for Liberty conference. That's why I love Ron Paul. He just has amazing courage. So he's not only going after the Federal Reserve, the private consortium of the true government in this country, but he's going after their murder arm, their hit arm. And you heard Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger, who would have been able to kill bin Laden and al-Qaeda leadership in the months before 9/11, he was pulled off of it by the CIA. And he said here on air, the CIA is taking over the army. They run everything. They run most of the mainstream media. They run Glenn Beck. They run Chris Matthews. And they've got to be stopped. They're there to make sure Wall Street can rob and destroy this country. And Ron Paul has called them out. Ron Paul is the real bona fide. I mean, if you don't have discernment out there and haven't watched his history, let me just tell you, Ron Paul's the real deal. And so that is coming up today. We're going to play that clip later in this hour. Hugo Chavez, and we have this clip as well, but it's in Spanish. But Chavez says U.S. weapon caused Haiti quake. Venezuelan leader Hugo Chavez yesterday accused the United States of causing the destruction in Haiti by testing a tectonic weapon to induce the catastrophic earthquake that hit the country last week. Hugo Chavez said the U.S. was playing God by testing devices capable of creating eco-type catastrophes, a Spanish newspaper ABC quoted him as saying. The 7.0 magnitude quake rattled the desperately poor country on January 12th, killing an estimated 100,000 to 200,000 people. Over 2 million are homeless. Chavez said the killer quake followed the test of a weapon of earthquakes just offshore from Haiti. He did not elaborate on the source of the claim. We do know the Pentagon was running a drill of Haiti being hit by a hurricane at the exact same time, but that isn't proof. Secretary of Defense William Cohen, and later when I get to this article, I'm going to read from it. Secretary of Defense Cohen in the Army Times, he gives at a press conference, April 28, 1996, said, there are other governments have earthquake weapons. We have earthquake weapons. He called them tectonic weapons. But just because they say they have these weapons, and we know they do, we know they have hurricane creation systems, that's been declassified 5 years ago. They had it certified in 67. Doesn't mean that's what happened here. There are naturally occurring earthquakes in Central and South America and in North America. They're particularly bad in Guatemala and places like that, and in Ecuador. Haiti is not known for particularly bad earthquakes, but they do have them. They had another one yesterday. There is a 1950s declassified plan that the Australian News reported on, of the Australian government with the British government wanting to set nukes off on the undersea floor to cause earthquakes and tsunamis. And so, yes, as early as, what, 1955 in that case, 54, excuse me, they were saying they had it. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them, but Hugo Chavez really is letting power go to his head with really no evidence, because I've got the newspaper report here and him on TV saying it in Spanish, and he doesn't really ever offer any proof. But we're going to get into it nevertheless and get your... get your take on that. Also, and again, I'm going to cover this more on Monday. Instead of just covering Beck a little here, a little there, going, hey, look, he wants a new tax, a new national sales tax, and a value-added tax, which they'll keep on top of the income tax, to pay off the banks. And, hey, look, he's saying Ron Paul's a terrorist, or look, he's saying the bailout's needed, or look, he's saying we got to attack more countries, and the Patriot Act's good, and torture's good. Instead of just mentioning a few of these, we're just creating a catalog of it all in his own words, and I'm going to cover it on Monday, because he's dangerous. I mean, now he says, this article is up on prisonplanet.com, infowars.com, Beck says truth activists in White House threaten Obama's life. I mean, it's completely insane. No proof, no nothing. Talk about slander, libel, defamation. Just comes out and says there's 9/11 truthers in his administration. No, the only person that was ever connected to 9/11 truth in any way got kicked out. Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, says arrest 9/11 truthers. Make it illegal. The White House agrees with you, Becky. And so I want to, just like I exposed Obama as a false revolutionary, as a deceiver, as someone who would lie and bait and switch, I did that at the height of his popularity, and even mainstream news cites the Obama deception and Fall of the Republic as seminal films that have really damaged Obama, because we attacked him not from a fake right-wing perspective, but from a truthful perspective of what he really is. A corporate shill here to rob people and here to get the population to stand down. Now Beck is the equivalent of Barack Obama. We must target him now. We are forced to go after him because he understands what the White House understands, what Cass Sunstein understands in his talking points. The number one enemy in the New World Order is 9/11 Truth, because 9/11 Truth exposed that that was a false flag terror attack. And they expose other events as false flag terror attacks. And we educate the public that there are hundreds of examples where our government and other governments admit they stage terror attacks. And now the government and the Pentagon and the CIA's favorite tool of staged terror is a broken mechanism. And Beck again last night did it again on his show. He said 9/11 Truth is planning to kill the president. And then last night he came out again. He came out and basically said the same thing. So we have a big problem. And so this is what he does over and over and over again. But look, I'm going to hold my tongue on the subject. I'm going to hold my tongue, and I'm just going to properly go after him with a mini documentary that will premiere in the next few weeks. The problem is you got so much evil duplicity he's involved in that it really is hard to make it short. But we're just going to do it and put it out there so it's on record so people start paying attention and start noticing what this guy's doing. I mean, for anybody who's studied how these people operate, it's as obvious as the nose on your face. But I'm done talking about it. The point is, it needs to be exposed, and we're going to expose it. But isn't it interesting that on the first anniversary of hope and change and everything was going to be different, the wars were going to end, and the Patriot Act was going to end, and torture was going to end, and secret arrest was going to end, and transparency in government was going to be back, and there wasn't going to be any more signing statements. And it was a new dawn. We were saved by the messianic leader Barack Obama. A year later, a complete rebuke of him, the lowest approval rating of any president in history 1 year in, and plunging fast. I mean, he's way below previous people that had low approval ratings like Jimmy Carter and Dwight Eisenhower. He's way beneath them. That State Senator Brown, Scott Brown, has now been put into the Senate, replacing Ted Kennedy's slot. Scott Brown election win, a massive rebellion against big government. The problem is the Republicans are going to continue to expand the Pentagon budget that Obama's already broken the record on. They're going to continue to want to use the Patriot Act against the American people. You're not going to hear a rebuke of Homeland Security and FEMA training to go up against gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters. After all, Glenn Beck says Ron Paul supporters need to have the army used against them. You're not going to see any of it reversed. Mark my words. When the Republicans get into control of the House next year, later this year, into next year, they'll be seated next year. When the Republicans get into power, you're going to see them betray you. Just get ready. We'll be back.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. January 21st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,105. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,135.26, $567.63 for a half ounce, and $283.82 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,135.26, $567.63, and $283.82.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Geithner's getting grilled right now, so is Paulson. Look how far we've come. The general public just 10 years ago would look at you like you were a 12-headed monster if you talked about the Federal Reserve being private. The media had demonized people for decades, saying it didn't even exist. Rothschilds didn't exist. Rockefellers didn't exist. Council on Foreign Relations didn't exist. They actually said that. Kind of like CNN 3 years ago saying Ron Paul's a kook. The Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't even exist. I actually have that video clip. When it was openly announced and billboards up everywhere in the state where I live, part of the Napa Superhighway, they think you're so dumb they would tell you it didn't exist. And I love the fact the media continues to try this deception. But it's hurt them so bad that now they're going, yeah, we want a world government, but it's for your best interest. And yeah, there is a carbon tax, and it's for your best interest. But it blows up in their face. I mean, look at what's happening on the first anniversary of Hope and Change. Look at what's happening. There is hope and change, but it didn't come from Obama. By him dashing everyone's hopes for change, he's actually woken everybody up. Their scam on the swine flu has now completely fallen apart. The White House TSA nominee, Erol Southers, has withdrawn his nomination after a six-month battle. He gave public press conferences where he said that Christians are the number one enemy of the government and the number one terror threat. Poor Mr. Southers was simply publicly saying what was in all their training manuals. Hey, you're not supposed to tell the slaves that, Erol Southers, or Erol. You weren't supposed to let the slaves know that the whole government's gunning for the American people. You're supposed to be like Glenn Beck and say Homeland Security's for the brown people in Central Asia and the Middle East. And to get up on a show and say Al-Qaeda's got nukes in America and is going to nuke us any minute. That's the Pentagon talking point. It came out that they paid Tommy Franks $500,000 plus to run around and go on TV and go, gee, shucks, I don't want it, but it's what we need. One more big terror attack like a nuke from Al-Qaeda, and we're going to have a military form of government in America. It's what the people want. Oh, shucks, the CIA just hates it. They don't want an open dictatorship like they've set up in over 100 countries. Oh, shucks, they set up torture centers all over the world in countries they take over. Oh, shucks, we don't want that here. We're not dominant, powerful, psychopathic men, warmongering killers. We want to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda that we founded in 1979 that we run and protect. I mean, excuse me. No, I'm a conservative. I'm keeping you safe. Every Pentagon talking point, that's all comes out of any of their mouths. Obama's czars, arrest 9/11 truthers. Beck, 9/11 truthers are going to kill Obama. Beck, we've got to go after Iran. Obama, we've got to go after Iran. Obama, increasing all the warfare. And then that's the liberal position, and the Republicans are just nuke everyone. See how they play this political game by having the Republicans come out for even more war and then criticize Obama. You're only starting 2 new wars. We want 50 new ones. More. Give us more now. We need new taxes to pay the banks. What's wrong with you, Obama? You liberal, raise taxes. You're not raising enough. What's wrong with you, Obama? You know, your health care plan isn't good. What we need is an excise tax, a value-added tax, and a sales tax. That's what's really conservative, and these Ron Paul people need to be arrested. They want to kill the president. That is George Washington. That's our George Washington. An effeminate, prancing weasel. Okay, I can't stop. See, I've been doing all this research for the Glenn Beck deception. I'll go ahead and tell you the name. It's going to be a free film. It's not going to be that long. It can be 100 hours long, but I'm doing this for humanity. We're going to expose him and play a bunch of clips next week, but then in the few weeks after that, I'm going to make the Glenn Beck deception. And, Beck, hope you enjoy this torpedo of truth, because it's going to sink you, pal. Oh, it won't sink you today, but see, it'll give everybody your trail, your scent. Everybody will know where to look, and then the sinking begins. So you enjoy it, boy. You're going to sink yourself when you engage in the treason. I know you will.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here.
Glenn Beck, Roger Ailes, the Republican Party, have taken over the Tea Parties. So when I say I'm going to sink Glenn Beck, I'm going to lay out his real record. I'm going to expose who he really is, because people just watch him day to day and don't see his history. So that when he goes further, once the Republicans get back in office, it'll take years, everyone will then know the truth and that it was premeditated, and then he'll just be like Bill O'Reilly. He'll still be on the air. It's just that he will only have the dumbest of the dumb that believe him. And that's our job, is to get a real constitutional republic back. I mean, if the change we're going to get from Glenn Beck and the Republican Party is more George Bush-type behavior, that is not what the people want. That is not what will save this country. You know, we do not need a new sales tax. We do not need an excise tax or a value-added tax that they're going to keep right along with the income tax. For more than a decade, I told you, when the banks tried to bankrupt us by design, they would have conservative groups push a sales tax to replace it and then give you both. And now that is happening exactly as I told you, because I've looked at the big foundations that have been funding this for more than a decade. They've been planning this all along. I know their game plan. New taxes is not conservative. The Patriot Act being used against the American people is not conservative. Barack Obama launching new wars is not anti-war. It's all a fraud. They work for the same people. And I know all day Beck and others have taken on the political coloration of this radio show. And they get up there and say it's not about a D, it's not about an R. It's about being patriots. But then being a patriot means launching more wars and raising taxes and saying that 9/11 truthers want to kill Obama. And that Ron Paul's a kook and bad. And every time I mention that, I get Glenn Beck supporters emailing me saying, where did he say that? Where did he say that? You must be hiding under a rock. Last night I did some research and found more than 10 clips of him saying it, one of them just a few months ago on his radio show. That's the problem. I haven't even done much research into this guy, and it's completely apparent. Okay. Obviously, you know, once I put my thinking cap on and start focusing on somebody, I can't stop thinking about him or attacking him, just like Obama. All you Democrats that emailed me and called me and attacked me everywhere, how dare you say Obama isn't real change, you stinking Republican? How dare you say, how dare you lie about him? He never said he was going to end the war. He never said he wasn't going to have signing statements. He never said he wouldn't hire lobbyists. He never said he wouldn't stop torture. He never said he wouldn't stop secret arrest. He never said. He never said. He never said he would cut the defense budget. He never said. Yes, he did say. And we made the film showing his lies. And the Obama deception did it first and is on record torpedoing Obama, because our great listeners who are real patriots got the information out to everybody. Now they've created another counter-revolution. Remember all the Democrats all crying and, oh my gosh, the economy saved. I'm going to get my house and car payment paid for. My problems are over. Oh, thank you, Obama. You saved me. Now they're crying. Now they know they were conned and running into the hands of the Republicans as if they're going to save you. Now we've got to expose them. But we are winning on every front. Their Copenhagen greenhouse gas tax initiative just went down in flames. The Times of London is reporting the U.S. did not even sign on to the internal UN agreement. Their flu hoax completely blew up in their face. Their health care plan, the Democrats are now in the news saying that this signals the fact that they will not get the health care bill, and all they can hope for is the Senate version, which is the better of the two, the least egregious, and that the states are still going to block that. This is unconstitutional and unfair the way it's implemented, not just weights and measures. It's discriminatory. That's in flames. National polls show the majority of Americans are against all these new wars they've launched in Yemen and Pakistan, even though they staged the underwear bomber. Congressmen are coming out from both parties against the naked body scanners. Lawsuits are being filed. People are taking action and saying no. There's a major realignment taking place against big government across the board. Raw story, Democrat talking points. We can't pass legislation anymore, despite majority. Democrats have conceded they can no longer pass health care on their own, ensuring that their key legislative reform either dies or accepts further compromises to gain approval from Republican members. What Republican members want is abortion cut out, and that's good, but not good enough. It's still got the provision to force you to get the overpriced health care. It's still got all the bad provisions in it. No! No! We're not going to let the Republicans sell us out. You know, Dick Morris says Obama will never get another major piece of legislation passed. Not unless he sets off a nuke in a major U.S. city. I agree with Michael Savage. I'd like to hear Glenn Beck talk about false flag terror like Michael Savage did. Tell the truth once in your life. Back you up, Savage. But before we do that, I want to play Ron Paul. This is Ron Paul at the Campaign for Liberty speech he gave U.S. Representative Ron Paul says the CIA has, in effect, carried out a coup against the U.S. government, and the intelligence agency needs to be, quote, taken out. Boy, Kennedy said that, and they blew his head off. Speaking to an audience of like-minded libertarians at the Campaign for Liberty Regional Conference in Atlanta over the past weekend, I can't wait to get him back on in 2 weeks to talk about this. He joins us once a month. The Texas Republican said, there's been a coup. Have you heard? It's the CIA coup. The CIA runs everything. They run the military. They're the ones who are over there lobbing missiles and bombs on countries. And, of course, the CIA is every bit as secretive as the Federal Reserve. And yet, think of the harm they have done since they were established after World War II. They are the government unto themselves. They're in business, in the drug business. They take out dictators. We need to take out the CIA. Ron Paul, we love you. You are a man of courage. You are a man of strength. You are a man of honor. You are real. You are bona fide. Ron Paul can't prove 9/11 is an inside job, but he said he wants a new investigation, and there are questions. But he says even if you believe the official story, the CIA created Osama bin Laden and allowed him to attack, and then we attacked the wrong country, Iraq, where none of the hijackers came from, when 15 came from Saudi Arabia. But then every time he comes on this show, he says, well, Alex, we know they will stage things without me even asking. So we know where his heart really is. The point is, he knows what he's doing. And Ron Paul is the real deal. Judge Andrew Napolitano is the real deal. He's got a Fox show, but on business, with about one-tenth of viewers. You gave him a daily show, it'd be more popular than Beck. He's a scholar. He's for real. I'm not attacking Beck because he's got a big radio show and a big TV show. I'm attacking Beck because he's at the head of our movement and is trying to take it over. Just like I attacked President Barack Obama because I knew he was a fraud. If somebody's a fraud and working for Wall Street, I go after him. You don't hear Glenn Beck saying, audit the Fed or go after the Fed. Again, I'm trying to shut up about him. It's so clear to me. And for some people, it's not clear. That's why we're going to make this mini-documentary, The Glenn Beck Deception. In fact, I was going to come out with Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, March 1st. But I'm going to go ahead and have it come out in later March, maybe even April now. I'm suspending that film right now. And we're going full-time Beck to make this Glenn Beck Deception. Because I've got to fire on him right now, and people won't listen. I will be attacked. It will be unpopular with many. If I was smart, I would have cozied up to him years ago. You know, I basically don't get on Clear Channel interviews as much and on other shows that would have me on routinely. You notice I'm not on them anymore because of this. I've been told, basically. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. What happens? I'm not here trying to win a popularity contest. Every time I have major media here, they say, well, when do you think you'll be big time on national TV? You know, do you try to get on TV? Do you try to? No, we don't want to be on national TV. We don't care. We don't care about being big stars. I was offered deals by two of the biggest syndicators in the country 8 years ago and 10 years ago, respectively. I was offered to be the new Rush Limbaugh. I was offered to be Glenn Beck, ladies and gentlemen, and I said no. And it wasn't hard to say no. The only thing I've got is my integrity. The only thing I've got is I'm real. I want to make history for freedom. I want my children to grow up free. I don't care about some big giant sack of money or people knowing who I am. I can't stand losing my privacy. Let me get the New World Order news. I can be in England. I can be in Central America, I can be in Canada, I can be in Montana, I can be anywhere, and cars stop all over the place and get out and say, Alex Jones, and shake my hand. We've already blown you people to bits. Look at you. Your full program is in retreat right now. You're desperate. You're trying to con people back into the left-right paradigm. It's not going to work. It's over. We've devastated you. The question is, though, how fast can we beat these people? We've got Benedict Arnold's in our midst. in our general staff, and that's why we're losing a lot of battles and winning some as well. But we got enemies in the gates, enemies in our camp, COINTELPRO, running operations in all directions. Print me the encyclopedia on Benedict Arnold. I want to read about Benedict Arnold on air for people. And all that matters is we win the war in the end, and that the Benedict Arnold and all his pumps and all his pimps be exposed. So I'm coming straight at you, buddy. You need to know that. And my listeners are coming straight at you, because we understand what you're doing. All right, here is Congressman Ron Paul, who we salute. This is courage. This is honor. This is real. Here's Congressman Ron Paul on abolish the CIA, how they've had a coup d'etat over our government and our military, and how we need to, quote, take them out. Here it is.
I mean, but they're almost like they live in a different world. The military's down, the morale is down, the money is in there. They're going looking for a couple more wars to fight.
Yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. But no, we don't have to worry about the military anymore because there's been a coup. Have you heard? It's the CIA coup. The CIA runs everything. They run the military. They're the ones who are over there lobbing missiles and bombs on these countries. It's not even the military that does that. The CIA runs this. And, of course, the CIA is every bit as secret as Federal Reserve. And yet, think of the harm that they have done since they were established since World War II. They are a government unto themselves. They're in businesses. They're in drug businesses. And they take on...
There at the end, that was shot from the crowd. I'm trying to find a better version of that video. If you've got it, please send it to us. We'd like to include it in a film. But people wonder who Tommy Pallotta is, movie producer that's put me in a few movies, Scanner Darkly and Waking Life, with Rick Linklater as the director. Tommy Pallotta, when he was at college at UT, shot the video you're about to hear the audio from, with a long-standing show that ran for more than 15 years on Access TV in Austin. This is Ron Paul in 1989 being asked about the CIA. Here's that clip.
Let's talk about what could be the most explosive issue of this campaign if the mass media would get a hold of it and do something about it, but they're covering it up. And that is you were talking about the government involvement in drugs. There have been government investigations, there have been private investigations, and we've interviewed a lot of people, ex-CIA people, who have talked about the CIA involvement in drug operations for many decades. It's public knowledge, though once again the media are not saying anything about it, that Oliver North and his people involved with the Contras have been running drug operations, cocaine primarily, bringing it back into the United States. And there are other investigations which show that George Bush's office, Donald Gregg particularly, and the people he was working with, have been supervising an enormous drug operation, which once again was sending illegal arms or down to the Contras and elsewhere, and bringing cocaine and other types of drugs back into the United States. But neither the Democrats aren't talking about this. Now, are the Libertarians talking about this, and do they put this into the framework of the drug law situation that you're talking about?
We talk about a whole lot. Of course, we always have the trouble of getting the attention that we think it deserves. There have been a few Democrats have talked about it. Senator Kerry's office has done some work.
He's done a lot of the investigation.
Right, and I think he's on to something, and I think we've gotten some other information, too, of course, that the CIA has given Noriega over the years $200,000 a year.
Oh, yes.
And they kept feeding him money, even when Bush was the head of the CIA. I think George Bush is deep into it, well over his head. Somebody asked me once if if I thought George Bush knew about as much what's going on as Ronald Reagan. I think George Bush knew a lot more about what was happening in the CIA, because I think Reagan was probably more removed from it, I mean, just by his own personality and maybe his age or something. But I think George Bush, through his office and through the fact that he was a member of this, you know, head of the CIA, I think he was very, very close to it. He knows exactly what was happening. And I believe the rule that once a CIA member, always a CIA member. And I think it's awful interesting. Can you imagine? It would alarm a few of us in this country if all of a sudden we knew that the leader in the Soviet Union would be the head KGB agent. And here we take our head CIA agent and put him, you know, potentially the head of our entire country. Unfortunately, I wish that we could get this information out. And I continue to talk about it, but I sadly believe that there will be very little said, which means that the Democrats aren't doing it. That means they're involved.
They're involved also.
And I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, it was even some of it got reported in the Iran-Contra scandals. We did know that there.
We're going to come back with the rest of this, but again, this was shot in 88, released in 89. Austin Access TV interview. TV show that Tommy Pallotta worked on. Tommy Pallotta, from talking to him, I believe ran camera on this shoot. Be right back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
All right, let's go back and let Ron Paul finish up from 1988. Austin Access TV. That was a program that ran for more than 15 years. The two UT professors ran, Tommy Pallotta for 4 years at UT before he went on a few years later to make Slacker with Rick Linkletter. He was there running and researching on this particular show. Just an example of the great people that I've gotten a chance to know living here in Austin, Texas. Here's Ron Paul. Now, again, last weekend he exposed him for CIA narcotics trafficking and said abolish him, that they've had a coup over our government. And here he is 22 years ago. 22 years ago, telling the truth. Here it is.
That there were drugs involved, and they were selling drugs back and forth. I think that might be the number one reason for the drug laws. I mean, they use and play on the good people of America to support them, but I think the number one reason is not to have high prices for some two-bit drug dealer as much as to raise the funds necessary to for governments to do illegal things, whether it's some terrorist government someplace or whether it's our own CIA to fund programs that they can't get Congress to fund. I think it's tragic, and the sooner we get rid of the drug laws, the sooner this would end.
Well, there you go, 22 years ago telling the truth. And 22 years later, telling the truth. Here's Savage telling the truth about Obama planning to stage terror attacks. But Glenn Beck says anybody that talks about government-sponsored terror needs to get in trouble, just like Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, says you need to be arrested. What, you want to arrest Michael Savage?
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again,
All right. He goes on and on. The point is, he said that 11 months ago. I've been saying that, of course, for 14 years, that government stages terror. And you notice what Savage said. This is the key. Why are we playing this 11 months later? Again. He said, when they're seen for what they are, when they implode, when they lose the support, we're a year later, as we predicted, Obama is imploding. Look for the terror attack before the midterm election coming up in 7, 8, 9 months. 7, 8, 9 months from now, before the election's coming up in November, look for them to have a devastating terror attack. It could be domestic. It could be against our ships. They could blame it on Iran. Look for that. And they now admit in the MIAC and Homeland Security reports, the whole Homeland Security system has been set up for the American people. Now, you will not hear Glenn Beck telling the truth like Michael Savage. You will hear him say anybody that says the government may stage an attack is a traitor who wants to kill Obama. No one is talking about killing Obama. I don't want anything to happen to Obama. That's one of the false flags the government could pull and make him this big messianic hero and then push through his agenda and use that for riots and then a crackdown. No, I do not want anything to happen to Barack Obama. Just like I want nothing to happen to George W. Bush or Bush Sr. or any of these crooks. Now, one of the only cards they've got is bio attack, chemical attack, nuke attack, massive terror attack. And notice Obama 2 weeks ago signed an executive order getting ready for massive biological attack. We'll be right back with your phone calls in the second hour.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.